Yesterday, Sayaraji explained that by noting, hearing, when hearing arises, at the moment of hearing, one can discern the striker element, the receptor element, and the ignition element, which are nama rupa, mentality, and materiality. So among the three, striker element, receptor element, and the ignition element, or in other words, materiality and mentality, if one knows any one of the three, then it is said that knowing is done. It is said that the function of knowing is complete. By knowing any one among the three, by noting at the moment of hearing. So at times, one discerns as materiality and mentality. At times, one knows it as cause and effect. Based on these mentality and materiality, which are arising as cause and effect, when one knows them, arising and passing away, one comes to understand impermanence. By understanding the characteristic of impermanence, one automatically understands the other two characteristics, characteristics, suffering and non-self. When one sees the arising and passing away, one understands anicca, impermanence. When one sees that arising and passing away are constantly tormenting, one understands dukkha, suffering. And when one understands that things are happening in their own accord, there is no atta, self or soul involved, in this way, one understands anatta, non-self. By being mindful, at times one discerns impermanence. At times one discerns the characteristic of suffering. At times one understands the characteristic of non-self. Whichever one among the three characteristics one knows, by knowing any one of the three characteristics, one automatically understands the other two. And one overcomes wrong view by developing knowledge. Developing knowledge, not knowing or knowing wrongly, will also be dispelled. By knowing cause and effect, and the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self, one removes knowing wrongly and not knowing. When it is said that not knowing and knowing wrongly is removed, it means that not knowing or knowing wrongly has no chance to arise. So it is not removing something that has arisen, but it is not giving any chance for not knowing or knowing wrongly to arise when there is knowledge. Just like in the example, when there is light, darkness will not take place. So in the same way, it is said, vijjopada, avijja nirodho, meaning that when vijja, knowledge arises, avijja, ignorance, is removed, avijja, ignorance, has no chance to arise when knowledge, vijja, arises. When knowledge arises, it shows that the factors which are the cause for knowledge are complete. When one is noting the presently arising object, the noting mind is calm and collected on the object. There is Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration. In order that the noting mind should be face to face or direct with the object, one aims and directs the mind towards the object. When the noting mind is aimed towards this object, this aiming is also one of the jhanic factor. When one aims and directs the noting mind towards the object, the noting mind and the object becomes face to face. They become direct and face to face, and noting will be efficient. Knowing thus, when the noting mind is direct or face to face with the object, one will know the true nature, one will know the truth, samadhi, right view, also develops. When samadhi, right view, develops, mithyadhiti, wrong view, will be removed. When there is sammasangappa, right application, when the noting mind is aimed and directed towards the object, there will be sammasangappa, right application. When sammasangappa, right application, is present, then the three kinds of mitta vitaka, the three kinds of wrongful thoughts, will be dispelled. So the three kinds of wrongful thoughts, kama vitaka, thoughts about ill will, wanting to see good things, wanting to hear good sounds, and so on, such the kind of wrongful thoughts, sensual thoughts, have no chance to arise. Vyabhara vitaka, wanting to destroy others, thoughts about ill will, have no chance to arise when sammasangappa is present. Thoughts about wanting to torment, wanting to give trouble to others, which is called vihimsa vitaka, has no chance to arise. So in this way, when sammasangappa, right application, is present, the three wrongful thoughts, kama vitaka, vyabhara vitaka, and vihimsa vitaka, thoughts about sensual thoughts, thoughts about ill will, and thoughts about tormenting others, will have no chance to arise. When the noting mind falls calm and collected on the object, at that moment, the mind will not scatter elsewhere. The mind will not be distracted. So samadhi unifies the mind so that the mind falls calm and collected on the object. When there is collectedness of mind, the mind will not be agitated by raga, lust. The mind will not be agitated by vyabhara, ill will. One cannot deny the fact that the mind is not agitated by the defilements when there is samadhi, concentration. When there is collectedness of mind, there is samasamadhi, right concentration. When right concentration is present, mitya samadhi, wrongful concentration, has no chance to arise. Having samadhi present, the kind of defilements that can arise by lack of concentration has no chance to arise. And the mind sticks onto the object. The mind is sustained onto the object. The noting mind is steadfastly firm onto the object. The noting mind sticking onto the object, The noting mind firmly established on the object, it is sati, mindfulness. And such kind of sati is samasati, right mindfulness. It is not an ordinary kind of sati, but it is samasati, right mindfulness when practicing satipatthana. When right mindfulness, when samasati is present, mitya sati, wrongful mindfulness cannot arise. So in this way, in order to note the presently arising object, one exerts ardent effort in the practice. One is alert in noting the object. By asserting ardent effort, effort is called viriya. One also puts effort so that the noting mind will get to the object as soon as the object arises. And this viriya is called samavayama, right effort. When samavayama, right effort, is present, mitya vayama, wrongful effort, has no chance to arise. Each and every factor has their own quality. Viriya, effort, does not accept kilesa, defilements. Defilements such as laziness that can arise by lack of viriya, effort, will have no chance to arise when viriya, effort, is present. Viriya, effort, does not accept these defilements from arising. In another way, viriya, effort, blocks the path of kilesa defilements. And also, bhavana citta that has sati, mindfulness has chief, will arise continuously. When sati, mindfulness, is present, the mind is guarded, protected, blocked away from the defilements. When there is protection, when there is guardianship of this mindfulness, then the mind will be safe and secure from these defilements. And thus there will be sandhi, there will be peace, and it is the cause to gain happiness. Sati also has this quality of guarding, protecting the mind away from the defilements. And at the moment, kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, is present, the mind will not be scattered, it will not be distracted. Kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, unifies the mind onto the object. And at that moment, viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration are present. Viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, make up samadhikanda, concentration group. So in each of the noting, when you analyze each of the noting, it consists of viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration. And one will be free from priyutana kilesa, pariyutana kilesa, obsessive defilements. When there is sati, mindfulness, one comes to know the true nature. By coming to know the true nature, panya, wisdom, or knowledge has developed. By developing knowledge, one can remove latent or dormant form of defilements. In this way, in each noting, there is Panchangika Magga, 5 factors, five noble factors, which are viriya, sati, and samadhi, samma vayama, samma sati, and samadhi, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration, which are the three of the samadhi group, and the other two, samma sangappa, right application, and samma ditthi, right knowledge, is present. So in this way, in each noting, panchangika magga, the five factors of the path is present. At the moment of noting, there are nothing to be refrained from. So even though there is nothing to be refrained, one has chetana, volition, that one will refrain from wrongful things whenever one sees the circumstances that incites transgression. So in this way, there will be chetana sila, there will be morality in the form of volition to refrain from it. So there is samma vacha, right speech. Whenever one speaks, one speaks things that are true, one speaks things that are conducive to friendliness, sweet talk, and one will only talk sweet talk and things that are beneficial. When there is samma vacha, right speech, mitya vacha, wrongful speech, will have no chance to arise. And also, yogi is refraining from killing, stealing, and also yogis who are here, they are refraining from sex, and thus there is sammakammanda, right action. When there is right action, sammakammanda, mithyakammanda, wrongful action, has no chance to arise. And also, there will be right livelihood. When there is right livelihood, samma ajiva, then mitya ajiva, wrongful livelihood, will also have no chance to arise. So in this way, one is free from vitekamakilesa, transgressive defilements. One is removing vitekamakilesa, transgressive defilements. And also, one is avoiding wrongdoings. And by being mindful at the moment, one is also refraining, one is also avoiding oneself from committing misconduct. And thus, the three forms of kaya docchita, three kinds of bodily misconduct, four kinds of vajidocchita, four kinds of verbal misconduct, and manodocchita, three kinds of mental misconduct, will be avoided. In this way, one is not walking on the wrong path, but one is walking straight on the right path. So by walking on the right path, one automatically avoids the wrongful path. So in this way, in each noting, there are these eight factors present. By being mindful, one automatically develops eight factors. So if one is mindful for 1 minute, there will be 60 moments developing these eight factors, so that one is developing, cultivating, increasing eight factors by being mindful continuously. What does one need to develop? What does one need to cultivate? It is the eight factors of the path that one needs to develop and cultivate. And the yogis who are practicing, they are practicing so that they are developing the eight factors of the path. By being mindful, by practicing Satipatthana meditation, one is developing the eight factors of the path. One is developing the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. And by practicing, one is said to possess the three kinds of sasana, three kinds of teachings, Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, within oneself. So it is said that one is possessing the sasana, the teaching of the Buddha, within oneself. So one can imagine how precious it is, how precious each noting is. So yogis should be satisfied with the practice that each of the notings are very precious. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one is possessing the teaching of the Buddha within oneself. So one should rejoice that by coming across the sasana, by coming across the teaching of the Buddha, and relying on the teaching of the Buddha, one is having precious opportunity to practice the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, so as to purify one's bodily behavior, one's physical, verbal, and mental behavior. So by practicing practically on the teachings of the Buddha, one is also developing punya. Punya means meritorious deeds that purifies one's body, speech, and mind. And the punya is the meritorious deeds that can fulfill the wish of the person who practices it. So yogis should be rejoicing that they are having this precious opportunity to practice according to the teaching of the Buddha. And when they are practicing, it is the duty of the yogi to practice respectfully, meticulously. And if they fail to practice respectfully, then there will be negligence, failure, there will be pamada. So when there is pamada, when there is negligence, then he, she will be losing to develop the eight factors of the path. And one will be losing to develop the teaching of the Buddha. So while the yogis are here, if they are being negligent, they will be losing. So it is important to be worthy of coming here to do the practice. They should practice respectfully, diligently, meticulously, so that they will be developing eight factors of the path, which are Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. So yogis should also understand the qualities of the eight factors of the path. When they understand the qualities, when they understand the benefit, they will cherish, they will value the practice. Only when they cherish and value the practice, then they will be able to practice diligently. So that's why Saraji has been explaining about the benefits of the practice so that they can practice diligently. If one does not know the benefit of the practice, yogis will not try hard in the practice. They will be practicing in an easygoing manner. So Saraji is explaining the benefits so that yogis will practice diligently while they have this precious opportunity to practice. In Visuddhimagga, the seven qualities of Sotapattimagga, the first path knowledge is mentioned, and together with one quality that is explained generally, altogether there are eight qualities mentioned about Sotapattimagga. It is said that Sotapattimagga, the first path knowledge, clears up the wrongful path. So by attaining Sotapattimagga, by attaining the first path knowledge, one can uproot the most inferior defilements that can lead to abhaya, lower assistances. So in this way, Sotapattimagga, the first path knowledge, clears up the wrongful path. At the moment of noting, it is not Sotapattimagga yet, it is not the first path knowledge yet, but by being mindful, one is developing Pobabhagamagga, the preliminary path. So in the Bhavana Citta, when one is noting the object, the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom are present, and they are Pobabhagamagga, the preliminary path. The preliminary path also has the quality of the Dangabhana, removing the defilements in momentary basis. So Pobabhagamagga removes the defilements momentarily. When Pobabhagamagga, when preliminary path is developed, one can remove Michchamagga, one can remove the wrongful path momentarily. And this Pobabhagamagga, the preliminary path, also has the quality of distancing the defilements. It is Vikampana Bahana, removing the defilements, abandoning the defilements by distancing these defilements. So in this way, Pobabhagamagga, the preliminary path, can remove the defilements momentarily. That will be the Dangabhana. And it can also remove the defilements by distancing these defilements, which is Vikampana Bahana. And finally, when Sotapattimagga, the first path, is attained, one can totally uproot these defilements that are relating to abhaya. So in order that the Sotapattimagga removes totally, one should develop Pobabhagamagga, preliminary path. Preliminary path can weaken the defilements. After weakening the defilements by preliminary path, Sotapattimagga, the first path knowledge, will uproot, will abandon the defilements totally, the defilements that has been weakened by the preliminary path. So without the Pobabhagamagga, without the preliminary path, the defilements will not be weakened. When the defilements have not been weakened by preliminary path, then Sotapattimagga cannot remove these defilements. So Sotapattimagga cannot just arise immediately to remove these defilements totally, but one should at first develop Pobabhagamagga, preliminary path, to weaken the defilements. And when these defilements are weakened, Sotapattimagga, the first path knowledge, will arise and it will abandon, it will eradicate the defilement totally. So in order to attain Sotapattimagga, in order to attain the first path knowledge that can totally eradicate the inferior defilements relating with abhaya, one should first develop Pobabhagamagga, the preliminary path. Only then Sotapattimagga, the first path knowledge, will develop which can totally eradicate the defilements. The ordinary people who do not practice meditation, the people who are turning their back to Satipatthana practice, they are not free from the gravity of gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. And thus, they are morally degraded, they are inferior, they are not true human, they do not have a humane mind, and they cannot become outstanding human. When one practices Satipatthana meditation, according to the teaching of the Buddha, one should approach Kalyanamitta, a true companion, in order to learn the correct method of practice, and one should practice respectfully, diligently, meticulously. As much one can practice, the more one will be uplifted, so that one will be a true human, one will have a humane mind. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one can develop knowledge. By developing knowledge, one will be free from the gravity of defilements gradually, and one also understands the benefit of Satipatthana practice through his or her experience. And also, one will understand the meaning of the Dhamma, the meaning of the Dhamma that is hidden. The hidden meaning of the Dhamma will be understood by practicing. Dhamma uplifts the person. So just like when one lifts up an object from the floor to a desired place, one should lift it up so that the object will not fall down, it will not stagnate in the middle, but it will be lifted up and up. So in the same way, when one practices the Dhamma respectfully, the Dhamma uplifts the person. The Dhamma uplifts the person, help, support, protect the person, so that the person is uplifted. So it is the hidden meaning of the Dhamma. So to what kind of people the Dhamma can uplift, support, protect, and save? It is said that yathānu saitaṁ paripacchante, meaning that Dhamma saves, Dhamma uplifts, saves, protect the person who practices according to the guidance given. So in order that the Dhamma uplifts, supports, protects, and saves the person, one should practice systematically according to the guidance. So should one be practicing his way, her way? It is not so. One should practice according to the guidance given by the Buddha. So one should not be practicing in the way they, in the way he, she thinks it right, but one should practice systematically according to the guidance. The person who does, who is practicing in the way he, she likes, the Dhamma cannot support, Dhamma cannot uplift or support the person. And for those who do not practice the Dhamma, Dhamma cannot do anything for the person who does not practice at all. Saraji had explained that in each noting, there is Sila Maganga, the morality group. By this morality group, one can overcome Videkamakilesa, transgressive defilements. And with Samadhi Khanda, the concentration group, one can overcome Priyutana Kilesa, obsessive defilements, so that one is uplifted from being inferior. By discerning knowledge, by discerning mind and matter, cause and effect, one frees oneself from the gravity of defilements. So in this way, in each noting, there are sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, which can free oneself, which can free the person from the gravity of gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. So, in this way, when one is practicing, in each noting, the sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom are present. The sila, the morality, can overcome gross defilements. So by practicing sila, one will be a true human. And by samadhi, practicing samadhi, concentration, one will have a humane mind. And by developing knowledge, one can become an outstanding human. So for those who are practicing in each of the noting, sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom are present, and thus such person cannot be pulled down by the gravity of defilements. So even though yogis are not well versed when they are practicing Satipatthana meditation, they can gain the stage where kilesa defilements cannot pull down the person. So that's why practicing Satipatthana meditation is to save oneself. Save oneself so that the gravity of defilements cannot pull down the person. So one should save oneself by practicing Satipatthana meditation. No other person can save him or her without the practice of Satipatthana meditation. So there are two things. The one who practices, and the second is the Dhamma that supports and uplifts. So another way, there is the practice and the supporting or uplifting. The one who practices Yathanu Seta Paripachande, meaning that the one who practices according to the guidance given, the one who notes the object with aim and effort, whenever the object arises, the one who practices with aim and effort is the person who is practicing according to the guidance given. And when one practices accordingly to the guidance given, when one notes the object with aim and effort, then the person becomes skilled in the practice, and one develops sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. So one gains the three trainings, sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, by practicing. The one who practices will gain the three trainings, sila, samadhi, panya. No other person will gain the three trainings, but it is the person who practices who will gain the three trainings, sila, samadhi, panya. So one should learn the method to practice. One should practice according to the method so that one's body, speech, and mind will be blameless, pure, and clean. And one should make use of this Dhamma. So practicing the Dhamma means one should learn the method how to practice. One should practice according to the method. And by practicing according to the method, one gains benefit from the practice. And one can make use of the Dhamma that one has attained. And it is said that Jatanu Sita Paripachande, meaning that one should learn the method of practice, one should practice according to the method, one gains benefit from the practice, and one should be able to make use of the Dhamma that one has attained. Uplifting, supporting means that the Dhamma uplifts and supports the person who practices accordingly. So Dhamma cannot uplift the person who does not know the method or who does not practice accordingly. The person who practices accordingly to the guidance given, the person is uplifted, supported, so that the person will not be inferior and his or her body, speech and mind will be purified. So one should practice so that one's body, speech and mind will be purified. One can gain purity in body, speech and mind by practicing. And finally, one can attain Nibbana. And when one has attained Nibbana, the hidden meaning of the Dhamma will prevail, that the Dhamma uplifts, supports and saves the person. And the person is uplifted. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.